Double bill, Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, live from the Met in New York. Featuring Ava Maria Westbrook and Patricia Rossett, with Marcelo Alvarez playing the dual tenor roles of Teredo and Canio. The New York Met's live double bill, Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, this Saturday afternoon from 5:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
Back to this Monday evening here on BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock, just gone. And time now for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz with Jez Nelson.
Hello and welcome along to tonight's Jazz on 3, where we've a fresh brew of the latest in British and American jazz for you. Our main concert, coming up in around 5 minutes' time, is from a sort of mellow punk jazz ensemble, if you can imagine that. They're called Let's Spin. I've also got a double dose of one of my all-time favourite musicians, US saxophonist Steve Coleman, in concert with his long-standing Five Elements group, and a track from his latest album with a big band. Plus, Sarah Gale Brand brings us the first in a new series profiling some of the unsung heroes of jazz, with a portrait of British free double bass legend John Edwards.
It's funny that I think the first interview, I was part of an interview, I think it was like 1987 or 88, and they said, "Oh, so John Edwards, why do you play the bass?" And of course I went into, "Oh, well, I play the bass because, well, it's like a whole orchestra. I can do this, bling, bling, and I can hit it, baff." Yeah. That is still the case. That's why I played it.
We start, though, with more new music courtesy of BBC Introducing. Vula Viel are part of a wave of bands tapping into the West African musical traditions. The group is associated with the Loop Collective and features Dan Nichols, whose keyboard marimba you might just remember from our coverage of last year's Emulsion Festival. Well, the band leader is Bex Birch, who spent 3 years in Upper West Ghana learning to play and make the djil, a local xylophone with buzzing gourd resonators attached to it. The band also features saxophonist George Crowley, Steve Burke and Jim Hart on vibes, and Simon Roth on drums. And this is a track from their debut album, which won't be out until the autumn. So here's an exclusive sneak preview of Biwa, Let Them Come. Thank you. What a great way to start the show. That's Vula Viel and Bewa. And there's some really good bands out there at the moment combining the sort of West African sound with jazz, groups like Outhouse and Melt Yourself Down and Fofula, who we've featured on this programme before. As I said, the Vula Viel debut album won't be out until the autumn, but there's a UK tour underway right now. You can catch them in Birmingham tomorrow night at the Spotted Dog, and then in the coming weeks they'll be visiting Bath, Bristol, Poole and Dorset, winding up on the 11th of June at the South Banks Purcell Room, where they'll be playing material from the forthcoming album, as well as some music written by Steve Reich. So that should be an interesting night. Now, you could follow Vula Viel's example and get your music played on this programme. If you're a musician, if you're in a band and you're perhaps unsigned, or you think that your music is worthy of much wider recognition, well, you can get in touch with us and send your music to us via the BBC Introducing Uploader. We'll play the best on this show. And you might even get the chance to play on a major UK jazz festival stage, because once again, we're off to the Manchester Jazz Festival this year, and we'll be presenting the best bands that we've discovered via BBC Introducing over the last 12 months. The bands will be selected by a panel of jazz broadcasters from across the BBC, including Giles Peterson, Jamie Cullum, Kevin Legendre, and myself. And who knows what could follow after playing the Jazz on 3 BBC Introducing stage. The Roller Trio went on to be nominated for the Mercury Prize, and Peter Edwards Trio was nominated for a MOBO Award. So if you'd like to be considered, upload your music by the 18th of May. You don't have to have a studio recording. We'll accept live recordings or things you've just done in your bedroom, as long as it's good. Once again, I'll put a link to the uploader on the Jazz on 3 website. And talking of new and young groups that we've backed here on Jazz on 3, I just wanted to mention that Go Go Penguin, who made their live debut right here on Jazz on 3 a few years ago, have just been signed to Blue Note Records, which is obviously a wonderful thing. So congratulations to those guys. Well, with more West African influences to come later on, with some music from American saxophonist Steve Coleman. That's after our main gig from Let's Spin. Now, if you were listening to this programme a couple of weeks ago, you'll have heard Simon Fell's excellent Rag to Improv commission from the Marsden Jazz Festival. Well, our main concert this evening comes from that same event. Let's Spin are a quartet that bridges the London and Manchester jazz scenes, and their influences range from the livid rock of Rage Against the Machine to the smooth guitar of Bill Frisell, through to Middle Eastern folk. You might describe them as kind of melodic punk jazz. You might. The band features Moss Fried on guitar, alongside saxophonist Chris Williams of Polar Bear and Lead Bib fame, Ruth Goller, best known for her work with Acoustic Ladyland, and on drums for this gig, James Madron. Recorded live at the Marsden Jazz Festival last autumn, here are Let's Spin. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks so much for that warm welcome. We're Let's Spin, and that was called I Want to Sound Like a Rainforest. And this is a tune called Deezer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that was a tune of mine called Rothko's Field. Next one we're going to do is called All Animals Are Beautiful. And this is one of Ruth's. And if you know Ruth, I think that's a sentiment very close to her heart.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to carry on with one of Chris's tunes. This is called Waltz, Waltz. We'll be right back. So this is the last tune. This is one of Chris's. It's called Up and At Them.
Thank you.
ripping it up at the Marsden Jazz Festival. That's Let Spin, with Moss Fried on guitar, saxophonist Chris Williams, Ruth Goller on bass, and James Madron on drums. I quite like the way they've taken the essence of that sort of punk jazz thing that's come out of the UK recently and just sort of mellowed it down a little bit, so there's a little bit more sort of range in what they play. And if you enjoyed that, you'll be pleased to know that many of those tracks will be on their new album, which they're currently mixing. In the meantime, you can check out their first self-titled album, which is on FP Records. There's a full UK tour planned for the autumn, but in the meantime, you can catch them at Jazz in the Round at the Cockpit Theatre in Marylebone, West London, next Monday night. That's the 27th of April. Plenty of other great live music happening this week as well. Polar Bear are on tour across the UK, as are the Swiss trio Vane. I'll put details of those up on the Jazz on 3 website. Now, I promised you earlier that we'd have some more West African influenced music, and it comes courtesy of the American saxophonist Steve Coleman. Coleman emerged from the Chicago scene but then moved to New York, where he founded the M-Bass movement alongside the likes of Cassandra Wilson and fellow saxophonist Greg Osby. Now, M-Bass is sometimes identified as a scene or a style, but it's actually a phrase coined by Steve to explain his approach to balancing improvisation and structure, as well as use of non-Western influences. And he's gone deep into West African culture and music, making research trips to Ghana, where he studied the Dagbon drum language, and also to Senegal and Cuba, where he studied the group of traditions emerging out of the Yoruba religion. What he seems to have taken from all of this is the idea of repeated melodic and rhythmic timelines layered one on top of the other. Well, in a few minutes, we'll hear Steve in performance with his long-standing group, The Five Elements. But firstly, he has a new album out. It's called Synovial Joints, and it features a 21-piece big band called The Council of Balance. I never fail to be blown away by Steve's recordings. A cliche I know, but in his case very true, there is nobody with a language quite like his. This is Acupuncture Openings. It's impossible to keep your head still during that piece of music. Acupuncture openings from Steve Coleman's new album, Synovial Joints, which is out now on Pi Records. Inspired, as the name suggests, by the moving connections in the human body, things like elbows, knees, knuckles and so on. Well, Steve's Council of Balance is a 21-piece big band that features members of his regular group Five Elements, and it's that smaller band we're going to hear from now. Recorded at last year's Villisau Jazz Festival in Switzerland, Steve is joined by Jonathan Finlayson on trumpet, Anthony Tidd, formerly of These Shores, on electric bass, and Sean Rickman on drums. Five Elements, live at Villisau. We'll be right back. Steve Coleman and Five Elements, recorded live at the Villisau Jazz Festival in Switzerland last year. Jonathan Finlayson on trumpet, Anthony Tidd on electric bass, Sean Rickman on drums, and Steve Coleman on saxophone. And as I mentioned earlier on, Steve's new album called Synovial Joints with the Council of Balance is out on Pi Recordings. But also, it's well worth checking out Steve Coleman's M-Bass website, because actually he's giving away free virtually all of the music he's ever recorded. All of the kind of M-Bass catalogue is up there to download. He also has an essay there explaining why he's doing that, why he thinks that music should just be shared for free. So if you like that, if you don't know much about Steve Coleman, do go back and check out his recordings over the last 30 years or so, because there's some excellent stuff there. Now, here at Jazz on 3, of course, we like to share with you great music that might not otherwise get much of the limelight. But even then, there are some key musicians who feature in our gigs and sessions that rarely get focused on as individuals. One such person is the British double bass player John Edwards. A quick spot check turned up 6 appearances in various lineups on this show just in recent years, and I'm sure there have been more. Whether it's leading lights on the British free improv scene, such as John Butcher and Fred Frith, or international names such as Roscoe Mitchell, it seems that everyone wants to play with John when they're in town. If you've seen him live yourself, you'll know it's a marvel to watch this mild-mannered and unassuming guy turn into a deeply intense and gloriously musical force. Well, in the first of a new series profiling some of the great unsung heroes of the improvised music scene, we invited John in to talk to the trombonist Sarah Gale Brand. Sarah Gale has known him for many years, but wanted to get to the bottom of what drives him musically. Before we hear their conversation, here's a taste of what makes John so great. Recorded for Jazz on 3 back in 2008, here he is with the drummer Steve Noble and saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock.
Funny that I think the first interview, I was part of an interview, I think it was like 1987 or 88, and they said, "Oh, so John Edwards, why do you play the bass?" Because I like it. And of course, I went into, "Oh, well, I play the bass because, well, it's like a whole orchestra. I can do this, bling, bling, and I can hit it, baff." Yeah. So, and actually, it's still, that's the case. That is still the case. That's why I played it. Really, really, a lot of the time, I find that I'll be playing more, you know, at least 2 things. With the bass, it's a good instrument for that. You can have such a range of high sounds, such low sounds, real percussive hits and slaps to the wood, to the body, to the neck. And, you know, beautiful, delicate vocal sounds and really heavy, nasty stuff, you know, big, fat, round, warm tones. So it really has this, for me, it seemed like this orchestra, and I'm still doing it like that. Mm-hmm.
people want to know where people come from, and they really want to know what's influenced them, and they really want to know why, you know. And I've never been able to work that out with you. In all the years I've known you, and I've never been able to really get to the bottom of where you've... I suppose I've never asked, so I'm asking now.
You've never asked.
I've never asked.
You know what? Yeah, but, I mean, for me, from the start, a lot of people recognise straight away the way that I play it, or the sound that I made. They'd say, oh, the punky energy, they'd say. Yeah. There's always been something that crops up. Yeah, the punky, raw energy of blah, blah, blah.
But, you know, Mingus was punky, raw energy. When I hear you, I think of Mingus, obviously.
OK, well, I was just listening on my headphones upstairs. I just listened to the quintessential punk... If you like punky Giles Mingus, how people say, oh, yeah, it's even sometimes listed as punk jazz, which is
the
quartet
without
a piano, with Dolph and Curzon and Mingus presents Giles Mingus.
Without wishing to come across as your world's greatest fan, which obviously I am, I find I play differently with you. I can't play with you if I'm not on top of my playing. It's a huge burst of energy. I don't just hear you, I can feel the energy coming from your bass and from your playing. It makes me play better, actually.
Oh, good.
Right. Do you know, do you have any sense of how you impact on other musicians when you're playing with them, given that massive range that you have?
I can remember, this would have been like 91, we were in the middle of playing, improvising, totally free, and bam, wow, oh my God, what I'm doing here is changing the course of how the whole group of us is moving.
Mm.
And, you know, in the best improvising situations, we all do that. I mean, fear is a thing that I'm sure gets in the way of all of us. It kind of just can destroy...
This is what I think of you. I think of you as a musician with no fear.
Well, I have to say, you know, I'm one of the lucky ones in that when I play music, I feel pretty strong about what I'm going to do. Because there's always been people for decades, and there always will be people that say, oh, what is this? Yeah, right, improvised music, come on. But you can do anything. And say, yes, you can. Like, oh, anyone can do that. Like, a monkey can paint a picture as good as that. So I've always felt, no, listen, don't treat it like that. There's really good and there's really bad. And if I go for a note and I miss it, whether I get hung up about that or whether I think, duh, or whether I think, hey, that's okay. That's part of the beauty of this improvising thing, that if something doesn't come off, do you carry on with an absolutely positive looking ahead? We're going to carry on. We're here. We're going to support each other. And that's the great thing about it. You can do it. It doesn't always happen.
Some wise words from a man who usually lets his bass do the talking, John Edwards, in conversation with Sarah Gale Brand. Let us know who are your unsung heroes of jazz and improvised music, and maybe we'll profile them in a similar style. You can email me at jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @BBCJazzOn3. On next week's programme, we'll be previewing International Jazz Day. I'll be in conversation with Robin Eubanks, and we've live music from composer and keyboard player Wayne Horvitz. Thanks very much for listening tonight. Thank you to my producer, Miranda Hinckley. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young, with you, as the title suggests.